love. You have the power of the peacemaker. You are a diamond in the rough, opening to your light and brilliance. You're learning to walk in grace, to show up in your life with a smile on your face. You're learning to land in love, shatter this illusion and know what is really real. And it all comes down to love, the greatest force in all the world. Comes down to love for yourself that inside of you.
Welcome, everyone, to Spontaneous Combustion on the World Puja Network. This is your host and president of the World Puja Network, Maureen Moss. This show and all of the shows and hosts on the World Puja Network have one core purpose: to empower humanity. We bring you far-reaching and deeply insightful conversations with cultural shapeshifters and pioneers in consciousness. We bring you life-enhancing meditations and wisdom teachings so that you have a broader perspective of the ways to be empowered, informed, and engaged in the rapidly changing world that we are all a part of. You will also notice the multifacets of the World Puja Network as you investigate our incredible website. Purposefully, we have created a global community outreach program, live events, and a prayer temple open to you 24 hours a day. Our archive library has been called one of the best in the world, and our newsletters, the most inspired. We offer products proven to elevate consciousness, and I personally offer individual, powerful living sessions that have changed thousands of lives worldwide. All of that information is available on our website. The World Puja Network, in all of its diversity, changes lives. So if you are ready for a change, you have come to the right place. Now on to Spontaneous Combustion.
White Eagle Medicine Woman and the 7-foot drum, which I'm sure is somewhere close to her, has traveled 8 years and over 150,000 miles across the world to call humanity back to oneness with a sound the Mayan elders have called the cosmic tone, and sound scientists have now defined as love's 528 hertz, which we will talk about tonight. The largest crystal inlaid healing drum in the world, Grandmother Drum, took over a year to construct and was a vision of indigenous grandmothers to be the sound of the universal heartbeat of all nations and all cultures. This year, the grandmothers and grandfathers have confirmed we have now entered the breaking of the living waters of grace, the birthing of the homo luminous humans. We are all experiencing periods of completion and closure through the purification and reconciliation of all of our past, bringing with it a revolutionary perception of the holy truth of reality. During 2009, White Eagle's tour in Israel, the elders gave her the Gate of Grace meditation and has instructed her in details and methods of awakening the luminous body. I want to say, first of all, welcome to White Eagle Medicine Woman, who has been with us before. And if you haven't heard our conversation and chanting and music together, it's available for you in the archives. And her website is whirling, whirling, rainbow.com. Welcome, my dear.
Oh, what a deep honor and pleasure to be back. Thank you, Maureen.
You're so welcome, and I'm very happy that you joined us for our Thanksgiving special. I couldn't think of a better person. And before you and I have any further conversation, last year when you and I were together, you actually spoke the global prayer from the living waters. And what I wanted to do this year is, because of this incredible new CD that you have out, is I'd like to, with your permission, play the global prayer, if you don't mind, because all of the sound has as much impact as anyone I know would ever need in this moment to shift into a higher state of consciousness. So with your permission.
Yes.
Yes.
I give thanks and praise to the divine living waters of grace and mercy, flowing through all streams, flowing through all rivers, flowing through all lakes, flowing through all oceans, and flowing through me now. I give thanks and praise to the divine living waters of grace and mercy, purifying my mind and the mind of all creation, purifying my body and the body of all creation, purifying my heart and the heart of all creation. I am that I am, the divine living waters of grace and mercy. Amen. Aho. And so it is.
So you actually recorded this live CD in Jerusalem during the global H2O concert for the Living Waters in what is 528 hertz in a water cistern underground. And what a sacred experience that must have been. So first of all, I'm sure everybody would say, what is 528 hertz and what does that have to do with anything?
Well, the 528 hertz is now, we're starting to realize that the musical scale that we've been using, it all across the world for music, is not actually the music of nature. And the solfeggio scale, and you can sort of research this more after the call, but this scale is now being researched heavily as the actual music of nature. And the middle of this 9-octave scale is 528 hertz, which they believe is the sound of the heart frequency, the love frequency. And Grandmother Drum was tested in the studios before we went into Israel. And indeed, you know, after 8 years of seeing the transformation in people's lives from being laid under this medicine drum, we already knew that it probably had this frequency in it. But we were confirmed that, yes, this is the sound that the Mayans kept calling the cosmic tone.
So what inspired you to go to Jerusalem and to record the Living Waters of Grace CD?
Well, you know, all of our medicine work has been guided by these grandmothers and grandfathers that have been coming to me since I've been very young. And they created the vision of the Grandmother Drum Project and all the medicine work. And they began to come to us in the spring when we spoke the last time on World Puja and told me that we were going to activate the living waters, the breaking of the new waters of humanity, both internally and planetarily, and that we were going to go back to Jerusalem, where in the Bible they speak of the foundation stone that's in the old city, that's right next to the Jewish Western Wall and right next to the location where Christ was crucified, that this foundation stone is said to be the stone that all matter was created around on earth, and underneath this stone was enough waters for another biblical flood. These were called the living waters in Revelation, and they are the sign of the birthing of the new human, or the homo luminous human, the divine human, and the purification process that we've been going through in our 8 years of touring that we've called the Ring of Fire Tour, they now said is complete, and that we begin the living waters of grace as we move through that purification, both inside and out. So we had a series of synchronicities that brought us into Jerusalem, including meeting the Live H2O committee that were beginning the concert for the living waters across the world, and asked us if we would send this frequency of love, this 528, into the waters from the holy city, and it be global around the world in 9 venues and hundreds of thousands of people that would be joining for that prayer work.
When you got back and you called me, actually, and we spoke for quite a long time, about 2.5 hours, I believe, that night, and you sent me a live taping that had been done while you were right at the edge, really, of the Sea of Galilee. And over the drum and over the people that were surrounding it, and, of course, you playing the 7-foot inlaid crystal magnificent grandmother drum, literally out of the sky, I got chills just thinking about it, came down it could be called the tetrahedron, or the bottom part of the Star of David, and it was completely visible as a very thick golden grid. Could you feel that happening, or did you become aware of it only after you looked at what had been recorded?
Well, we had a profound weekend. There was 30 of us that were asked to go to the Sea of Galilee. The spot you're seeing is right at the beach where Christ said to Peter, "On this rock I will build my church." This is the second of the 3 vortices that's in the Holy Land that we were guided to be at. And this is another portal underground. So we didn't know of what was coming over our heads, but we had such a profound experience ourselves. Every one of us went through such an amazing purification that weekend. And that was kind of the climax of our weekend. And only when we put the video up on the screen did we see the absolute perfection of the Star of David, or the tetrahedron, which is the Merkaba of the human energy field, right over the entire group, right from that spot. The waters coming out there are from 7 ancient springs that run under the mountain where Christ gave the Beatitudes. So this CD really amplified, you know, all of the work we did there, in that we got special permission to record this CD for the prayers for the living waters under the old city, in a water cistern that is from the time of Christ, and collects water underground, and has one of the most amazing resonance, perfection of resonance of any chamber I've ever been in. And so the Living Waters of Grace CD was recorded live there to infuse the waters with love and thanks with these chants from around the world.
And I want people to know that when you listen to this CD, the Living Waters of Grace CD, you will feel and be impressed by the same energies. This is what I noticed, the same energies that I believe you felt when you were there. That was my experience of it.
Well, we prayed for that, and all the work that we did there, everything, again, turned out to be perfect synchronicity. It was Live H2O weekend, and we didn't want to leave Israel without being able to bring back the gift to the world from that holy spot. And we got special permission to do that. And, you know, they can hear all 22 of those tracks that are from all different chants from different cultures around the world, giving love and thanks to water that we've infused into this place. And as you know, Israel has been going through a tremendous drought. The Sea of Galilee has been going down. And ever since we were there, and right when we were there, we were asked to bring rain to the desert. And the first weekend, we were in the south of Israel, very close to the Gaza area. People didn't believe that right after our ceremonies, it started to rain in the desert, which it never does that time of year. And since we left, our people there have just been saying we've gotten more rain than we've ever gotten. In fact, right now it's raining tremendously over there, and they said we would green the desert. And the cistern where we recorded had only been dripping, and you'll hear it on the CD, very little in there, and now it's beginning to flood, and they have no idea where those waters are actually coming from. So it's just been amazing to witness this birth for humanity that is taking place for all of us as we step into this time and that we'll move into in this interview of what is the meaning of the living waters of grace for humanity.
And that's really what my next question was going to be for you, is what does that mean for us? And here we are, on some of us are celebrating Thanksgiving in the United States, and other people, of course, this is not their holiday of in which they are celebrating, but grace is grace 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so let's talk about what you just were speaking to in terms of what it means for us. What is grace, and what does the waters of grace mean for each one of us?
Well, we bring ourselves back to, you know, a very, very simple expression that the grandmothers gave us, and I just think it gives a great sense of humor to this process also, and they called it the G-spot in the heart. And when we open this place, it begins us in a journey we took on our way to Israel, which was into Hawaii. And we work with the Kumo there, the spiritual teachers, and they spoke about this Ha breath that we know very well is in the word Hawaii and aloha. And they began to talk about this receptive breath of the heart, and that this gate of grace was to infuse this breath into each center of the seven major centers that we work with in the light body, the chakras, and that this is a receptive side of the heart. This is a receptive side of all the chakras, where the word grace really begins to unfold to us as the meaning of something that's ever flowing, ever available. No matter what we've done or will ever do, the state of grace is available to the human. And to claim this state of grace is in another G word. That's why they called it the G spot, which is gratitude, which is what today is all about. When we hold this state of gratitude for everything that we're seeing outside of us, no matter if it looks positive or negative to us, that there is an opportunity when this is given to us, no matter what it is on the outside, to keep the heart in one position, which is the word that we use so commonly in the reconciliation process, which is forgiving. Now, of course, forgiving has another G word of giving, and that the heart stays in the state of giving no matter what is happening on the outside. So the heart never closes or closes down. So when we move in the state of grace, this is where we keep the living waters, which we are 80% water or more, we keep those waters flowing at all times, no matter what is happening on the outside. This is the state of truly forgiving, that the heart is forgiving. Doesn't mean we don't set boundaries in our life of being safe. It means we never close the heart. So they gave this meditation and these practices, which are really ancient practices that the Hawaiians call Ho'oponopono, which is the practice of putting ourselves in right alignment of the seven centers of the human luminous body.
And to put ourselves in right
and gratitude.
To put ourselves in right alignment with the seven centers of the body, how does one actually go about that?
Now that brings us into what the Hawaiians call Ho'oponopono. And this has been spoken about quite a bit lately because it's really, the grandmothers called it the golden key to the golden gates of grace. And in the Bible, in the Old Testament and the New Testament, they speak about the coming of the Messiah coming from the Mount of Olives on a donkey, coming in through the eastern gate of the old city, is called the gates of grace or the gates of mercy. Rahamim in Hebrew, which means the smell or the womb of water. So the gate of grace, both the physical gate of grace in Jerusalem and the spiritual gate of grace, is being spoken about in this quote, when this gate is open, then this water flows out from the heart. And how do we do that? How do we become that? How do we stay in this state? Well, two things. They gave us a meditation that we can work with the seven centers. And this is a very, very simple meditation. And we thought so simple that it was probably not very profound. And when we began to do the meditation, something happened so profound that we thought, oh, we thought this was incredibly simple. Like, how come this is the answer to our question? And the second is this technique of the ha breath from the Ho'oponopono of Hawaii. This is an ancient kahuna technique that we move into understanding that everything that we're seeing inside or outside is all part of the one. If it's all part of the one, it is all part of creation. And if I am one with the creator, then I am one with the creation. And so when we see something outside of ourselves, the war, something that we, politics that we don't agree with, violence in the world, then what we are doing is taking responsibility as the creator and the creation that all things that we're seeing is part of the one. And we move into that state of forgiveness, which is the state of no matter what I'm seeing, I am giving my love to it. So the heart never moves out of this position. And I know that many speakers have been kind of coining four phrases from the Ho'oponopono technique. And I'll repeat those, but the Hawaiians think about it slightly differently than this, but this will be just perfect for our time. That the first thing that we do when we see that is that we come into reconciliation. So the steps of Ho'oponopono, or the mantra that has been taught by a lot of Western teachers right now, is coming into alignment with forgiveness. Meaning the keeping the heart in the giving position. And so the mantra that's been used is, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Put me in right alignment. Put me in forgiving. Put me in giving at all times. Thank you for allowing me to have this reflection. Thank you is the next one. So that I can practice keeping my heart in forgiving, in perfect alignment. And the last phrase is, I love you. The right alignment of the heart.
And the I love you, and the I love you is that which keeps us, or keeps our heart in, as you call it, that right position.
Exactly. And the grandmothers and grandfathers called this the original meaning of Yahweh that we use biblically, that Yahweh means perfect alignment. This is our divinity. What we're calling the divine or God is this perfect alignment of thought, feeling, word, and action.
When you talked about the simple meditation, can you do that simple meditation with us right now?
Well, we begin with each of, actually, they talked about the nine centers. So I will tell you that we'll speak about the nine centers or the nine chakras of what they're calling the human's luminous egg, which contains the aura of the human. This is what we call our spiritual egg, different from the physical egg we came in with our mother. This is our spiritual egg of the luminous human. And so we begin at the base chakra, and all of the chakras are done the same. And we begin with this ha breath. This ha breath is a very, very gentle breath, so subtle. It is the breath we make in deep relaxation, in lovemaking, when we've eaten delicious food. We make this ah sound. It's a very high sound, And it's the breath comes from the backside of the body. So we breathe in the first center at the base of the spine. And we breathe in very, very softly from the back. This is where the gate of grace is. And then we breathe out through the front. This very soft. And then we make a sound for this center. And each of the seven notes of the scale we're familiar with. If you're not a musician, you can even go back to one of my favorite movies of all time, The Sound of Music, and remember the song that she sung to teach these seven notes of the scale. And we make the first sound that is the sound for this center. So we're starting with that ha breath coming in through the back of the chakra and out through the front. And then our second breath is to breathe out the sound of this center to relax and open it to the gate of grace. And the sound we make for this center, we all know it because we make it unconsciously, is a very, very deep sound. It's a deep UH sound. The sound we make. And when we give birth, they make this sound because it's the sound of the center. We do that for one full exhalation. And then we breathe in through the back of the center again and breathe out the ha breath. This is done three times in the center. And then we will move that awareness, opening the gate of grace in the second center that we call the hara, or the navel of the body, breathing in again through the back of this center, breathing out that ha breath through the front of this center. Because this state of grace is given to us. It's nothing we have to work for, make happen. Do. It's our very being. And as we move into the second center, we make another sound that is resonant with this center. And all of our listeners can play with pitch, holding their hand on the center, finding out what their very own sound is here, because everyone is slightly different. To find that it vibrates when you make this sound. It's usually like a double O sound, a ooh sound. It's a sound we make to comfort our stomach. And then again, we breathe in through the back of the center with the ha and out through the front. The grandmothers called this the ha sandwich. We're putting the ha breath, the sound, and then the ha breath again. And we're doing this three times in every center. This is to relate to the proton, neutron, and electron of the cell, as well as the three main currents in the human spine, which the Eastern tradition has called Ida, Pingala, and Sushumna. This is to activate the liquid light of grace, or the living waters, as the Bible talked about. And then again, we move up to the third center, which is at the solar plexus. Starting in through the back of the rib cage and out through the front with this. And then the sound on the second breath is more of an OH sound, like O. And it's slightly higher in pitch. Again, waiting till you feel it resonate in the solar plexus area. And then again, breathing out that ha breath from the back to the front. Three times before we move to the fourth center in the heart. This is the most important one, and if we only have time in our day for a few moments, we can focus the ha breath at the heart, because the sound of the heart is the ha itself. Ah or ha is the sound of the heart. In the East, they call it anahata, the heart. And the Hawaiians call it aloha or Hawaii, it's the ha. So we breathe in from the back of the heart, what the grandmothers call the quantum yin of the heart. What many people in the New Age community have been calling the violet flame. This is the quantum state of grace that's in the heart that has been depicted by the luminous heart that is showed as the Sacred Heart of Christ, with the waters pouring out from the heart. And then we move to the fifth center that is at the throat. The sound, I. The sixth center, A. The seventh center, E. Our vowel sound. And added to this is the part of the luminous egg. This is the aura of the human, and this is what feeds the luminous body. And the sounds of the eighth and the ninth center. The eighth is known as our Hokshidehe to the Cherokee, our highest higher self. And the ninth chakra connects us to the earth star. It connects us to the umbilicus of connecting us to the earth until we are ready to transcend back into the spirit world. So that ninth center is called the earth star to our people. And the sounds of the eighth and ninth center is sounds that have been called the cosmic tone. It is the sounds of the seven centers when they are struck in unison inside this luminous egg, create a sound we call the soundless sound, which is ah, om, and om. Those are the eighth and ninth centers. Ah, om, and om. Those are the two sounds that reverberate inside this egg as the whole luminous body is pulsing. When we've activated these with the ha breath and the sound, remembering the most important thing is we are breathing in through the receptive side, the backside of these centers, because that is where God's grace is ever flowing. It's nothing that we're doing. It's something that we're tapping that's eternal.
And all of these centers of grace come from the back part of the golden spine, I call it.
Yes, and we call this the channel of Shishumna. This is the liquid light that is spoken about, that Barbara Han Clow wrote about many years ago.
White Eagle, what is the difference between the luminous body and the prismatic fire light body?
We're using those very interchangeable here. That's what we term that more in our native tradition as the rainbow fire light body or the prismatic light body. And in our coursework that we've been doing with hundreds around the world, we are doing these teachings all together that we've been given by the grandmothers and grandfathers, really since 2000. They began to instruct us when we first began with Grandmother Drum that they would build this instrument to begin to activate the luminous body, the homoluminous being. And this was when we started the Ring of Fire work, when they said the reconciliation must start, the purification must start. And they gave us techniques, and we traveled to locations on the earth that were set up for this, specifically volcanic areas that we were going to. which culminated in the opening of our school this year, our Rainbow Fire Mystery School in Hawaii, right next to Pele, 5 miles from the flowing lava, because they were bringing us to the actual site locations as well to help the human to come into alignment with our mother and her evolution. And those lessons and teachings with the Gate of Grace is just one of these meditations that they've given us to activate fully the light body, along with cleanses for the body, superfoods, which we haven't gotten into, what they're calling the manna of heaven. All of this has been impeccable instructions that is for the world. And we've been teaching these through online programs and conference calls and going on site and doing these programs around the world.
And at this time that we are awakening the luminous body and deepening and sustaining grace and being in tune with the universe, it's important, I believe, to impress the fact, really, that these are practices that we must do. We can't intellectualize them. We must do them in order to make the shift. Is that right?
Absolutely. And this, you know, we've been working with two sides of this. One is the purification side that's going to continue as we move higher and higher into this luminous body. We will be confronted by any story of our karmic history, our Akashic records that has not been purified by this Gate of Grace. And, you know, I always bring to people the words that Christ said on the cross, which was his ascension moment, which is the forgiveness, and coming into that reconciliation moment to moment. The heart is forgiving. The heart is forgiving. No matter what pushes our button, no matter what's happening on the outside, that we continue to sustain this mastery from the inside. And, of course, we're being tested every day, all day. And that is what a master would do of anything, is look to hone their skills. And we are being asked to hone this purified energy every day, all day. And the day of Thanksgiving is a day of really practicing giving thanks, which they're calling this G-spot, this greatness of grace, of that giving and thanksgiving are the fuel of grace. Being in the state at all times of gratitude. This is the art of supporting the light body, supporting the Gate of Grace.
And what happens, White Eagle, when we forget to utilize our heart for giving? What happens to us in the physical, emotional, and spiritual way, in terms of grace being perhaps incapable of entering into us?
I always like to remind people in this space, and we've all been in this space, 1,000 times a day we're in this space and coming back, that there's only one person having an experience. There's only one. There's only the one. There isn't you and the other. There's only one. So whatever we're closing off to others, or we say, I'm hurt and I'm closing my heart to this person or this situation, there's only one person. So when we close what we think is I'm closing off to this person, we're closing ourselves to this ever-flowing grace. It's there regardless of what we do.
And that is there, regardless of what we do. The feeling and the manifestation of it flowing through us as the us, the one, it has a tendency then to
to manifest as not being there, but yet it always is there. It's like the inside is always available if you open the door to walk in. But if you don't open the door to walk in, you feel like you cannot enter. So it feels to many, especially going through this transition right now and so many shifts and changes that are less than comfortable for many, that the grace is not there, but actually it is. It's the opening and the forgiving and the giving of the heart that is the magic tool to use. So that in spite of all that is going on in the world external, or even in our own mind's internal reviewing and reliving history, it's always there if we allow it to be there, correct?
Absolutely. You know, this is what we term God's grace. It's always available. Our divinity is always available to us. It is who we are. It's our very essence. And the forgetting of it, it doesn't mean it's not present. Because we choose to forget, it doesn't mean it's not present. And this is where we're right on the edge of speaking in duality now. Because in the state of grace, nothing is seen as wrong. Nothing is seen as forgetting. All of these become completely transformed. So until what our eyes see clearly, then none of this exists. So it once we stay or maintain this state, then we see everything in divine perfection, no matter what is happening. And there's only love. There's just only love for it, no matter what is happening that we judge now as, well, we don't want this happening to us because this is negative. That's still in duality. We still haven't arrived yet in that full state of gratitude for all that is happening to allow us to stay in the giving position, to allow our love to continue to flow.
I think that was very important what you just said there. It's to put us in that position to always stay in that giving position.
And this is what we're talking about when the luminous body is fully activated. What we're calling enlightenment is this state of awareness of the absolute divine love, this grace that is ever flowing, God's love that no matter what you've done or will ever do, that this love is ever present, it's eternal. It is the very nature of existence.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Before we close tonight, and we're going to be playing more songs and chants from the new CD, The Living Waters of Grace. Would you be so kind as to bless us with a closing prayer? This one not taken from your CD, but just from you in the space that we are in right now.
So I just offer everyone now to open up the hands, open up the arms, because that's the place where the heart is in the giving position. And in the right hand, which is our Heavenly Father, is the luminous blue flame of divine will. This is the place that we get to now practice, that we will align with this divine alignment, this divine will of love itself. And in the left hand, the luminous rose flame, receiving this divine mother, this ever-flowing being of love. And bringing those beautiful luminous lights together as we bring them to the heart. The violet flame of transmutation. And saying with me, a prayer. Illuminate within me.
Illuminate within me.
Purify with innocence.
Purify with innocence.
Purify in power.
Purify in power.
Purify in wisdom.
Purify in wisdom.
Purify in truth.
Purify in truth.
Purify in grace.
Purify in grace.
All aspects of my being.
All aspects of my being.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
The heavenly fire.
The heavenly fire.
I am the 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 fire of grace.
I am the fire of grace.
Aho. Amen. And so it is.
White Eagle's website is whirlingrainbow.com. And as we close, before we close tonight again, I just want to say thank you, White Eagle, as always, for being present with us. Thank you for the Living Waters of Grace CD. Thank you for your work with the grandmothers throughout the world. Thank you for being who you are.
Thank you for this just divine opportunity to be together in this grace of love.
Namaste.
Whoa, 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 yeah, 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 yeah,
Tewa ba yelo shem teho Tewa ba yelo sikatula ala sikatula ala sikatula ala sikatula ala nila nila nila
Teho, 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 Te